That was from We're Going to Be Having a Chat with Councillor Sophie Lara Watson all about the City of Ryde Festival. The Granny Smith Festival is a very special festival celebrating the legacy of Maria and Granny Smith and the evolving role in local culture and how civic rituals like this one nourish both heritage and future vision. With her background in financial stewardship and passion for preserving Ryde's green spaces, Sophie offers a grounded yet celebratory lens on what makes this orchard-born tradition so enduring. Welcome, Sophie.
Hi, wonderful to be with you this afternoon, and happy Granny Smith Eve.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show. So how does the festival celebrate Maria Ann Smith's legacy beyond the apple itself?
Well, it's such a wonderful story to have grown up in Ryde and hearing about the history that Anne-Marie Smith had. Essentially, she cultivated this new species of apple and has become one of the biggest celebrations that we have on the calendar in the City of Ryde. So it's the 40th anniversary of this festival this year as well, which is quite special. But it's evolved over the years, not only as a great point to come together to celebrate music, food, art and culture, but a great opportunity to experience Eastwood on foot and experience the rides on Eastwood Oval.
What a unique and special festival to celebrate Ryde's culture and history. So what role does the Grand Street Parade play in showcasing Ryde's community diversity?
I love representing our community because it's so diverse, and the parade represents that absolutely. It's a mix of old and new cultures. So you have different community groups proudly marching their performances. You have all the dance academies preparing wonderful presentations, not only for the street parade, but also you get to experience it on the many stages across the festival. And then just all those wonderful moments throughout the year. So it's very much that celebration of our community groups, our key volunteer associations as well throughout the area. So it's an opportunity to march with pride throughout our streets of Eastwood.
That's really exciting. Do you have any particular local performers or youth groups in the entertainment program that you're especially excited to see this year?
Well, I'm really proud at the City of Ryde. We really back our local artists and Australian artists in particular. We have quite the lineup for the final concert. It starts off from 4 p.m. with Fishpox, at 5, Elskia, and at 6, Sarah Rose, and then if you're a new age Australian Idol lover, you would know this name. It's Dylan Wright from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and finally finishing off with some fireworks. So we're definitely backing our local artists with this festival. And I think it's a great way to an opportunity to discover new loves. I definitely appreciate hearing people live. It just really gives their sense of what they're actually feeling behind their music. So it's definitely a great opportunity to find new local artists as well.
That's awesome. So in addition to this celebration of local culture and youth groups and performances, I understand you also have an exhibition on at Eastwood Library, the 40 Years of Granny Smith exhibition. What can visitors look forward to in this exhibition?
Well, if anyone's spent any time in our libraries, it's definitely a celebration of our heritage. You can go to Top Ryde Library to see our Anzac history. You can go to the local history sections and find all sorts of books and local histories that have been written. And we want to add to that collection. So at Eastwood Library in particular, you'll be able to go and add your own migrant or original history to our apple tree. And you'll be able to share that, and that will be archived. So it's an important part to not only have old histories of families who've been here for generations, but that new fabric, that new migrant story, or people that have moved into the area to share their experiences and become a part of our literary fabric.
That's awesome. And in addition to that blend of heritage and constant evolution, what are some of your other secrets to making the festival still relevant after 40 years?
Well, it's been such a happy memory going, as I was saying before, to Granny Smith. Strawberry Kisses being performed at the singing festival, singing competition. I made my mum wait so long. So those core memories, we still have the opportunity for people and young ones to sing their hearts out at the stage there. But then we've expanded over the years over to what is known as the Korean side of the festival. So that's embracing the real street dance performance performances that are really strong within Korean culture and singing and food as well. So it's evolved over the years, and not only is it celebrating the apple, but that new heritage that's founded in the 8th Street culture that is Eastwood.
That is awesome. And how can listeners find out about all the special programs and stay up to date on events?
Head to the City of Ryde website. There will be all your information, how to get there safely, what we're doing for the schedule, what the map looks like, and also we're running shuttle buses from around the area. So no need to drive. It's definitely better to catch a mix of public transport to get there to make your day most enjoyable. And remember to stay hydrated. There'll be water fountains across the area. It should be a hot one. So make sure to stay hydrated throughout the festival as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us, Sophie.
You take care. Have a great Friday.
You too. That was Councillor Sophie Lara Watson joining us. She works for the City of Ryde and she is helping present the Granny Smith Festival. It is on tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Eastwood Oval and the Shopping Precinct.